Providing for young children also strains existing resources. A new report says hundreds of thousands of toddlers from low-income families here in California are on waiting lists to get into state-funded preschools. Now a group of law enforcement officials is fighting to ease the backup, saying that access to preschool pays off in lower crime rates years down the road. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Nap time has just ended for a group of 3- and 4-year-olds here at the South of Market Child Care Center in San Francisco. With their tousled hair and sleepy eyes, some of them need help waking up. Music always does the trick. Furniture and playthings in this bright yellow classroom are all labeled in English, Spanish, and one of 3 Asian languages. Nusheen Mafikam is this center's director.
We have a multicultural curriculum, you know, multicultural staff, very diverse children, you know, speak so many languages here.
The goal is to prepare all these children from different backgrounds for kindergarten. The preschool is licensed for 90 students, but there are only a few dozen state-subsidized slots available for low-income families. Mafikam says eligible poor children often wait for years but never get in.
For preschool, I think we have about 100 some children waiting. You know, I feel bad because I know that the parents have very limited options. You know, I feel very sorry. I don't know what to say.
A new survey concludes there are more than 325,000 eligible toddlers statewide standing in line for preschool. Brian Lee is deputy director of Fight Crime, a nonprofit group that conducted the survey.
For every classroom of 20 preschoolers, on average, 8 kids are waiting in line to get in, only to be turned away.
Fight Crime is an organization of 300 state law enforcement leaders who've recently become strong supporters of state-funded preschool. San Francisco District Attorney Kamala Harris cites studies that link preschool attendance with lower crime rates when those kids grow up.
When we talk about being smart on crime and looking at the best way to end crime and keep a community safe, we know, and the statistics bear out, that children who receive the benefit of a preschool education are fundamentally less likely to end up in the criminal justice system.
Harris and other DAs, sheriffs, and police chiefs in California are urging Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to boost support for preschool. But the governor's office claims there's no shortage of funds. H.D. Palmer is a spokesman for the State Department of Finance.
From a financial standpoint, the money's been there. The issue is that it hasn't been spent.
Last year, says Palmer, California allocated $304 million for preschool subsidies. Of that, $6 million was returned to the education budget unspent. Palmer concludes the state allocated more money than was needed, but Brian Lee with a group Fight Crime has a different explanation.
In a few isolated communities, those programs can't fill the slots. But the fact is, preschool, publicly funded preschool program in California is 10 times more likely to have a waiting list than to have a vacant slot.
And a waiting list does little to help the state's poorest children, those who need the benefits of preschool the most. Elaine Corey, NPR News.